In the car. Radio?
Radio.
Paul McCartney listens to radio just like you. Thank you for supporting community radio by listening to 101.5 CJUM FM.
Warning. The following program may contain controversial social material. Listener discretion is advised.
Sorry to cut you off. That was The Dictators. I didn't actually catch the song name. Hopefully you didn't like it that much. Hopefully you like what you're about to hear. You're listening right now to a brand new, spanking new live episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM. It's pretty dreary out there, folks. Dreary and cold. A bad combination, but we got some fiery, raging hot music coming right to your ear holes from the beautiful U of M campus right now. Raging hot, but also ice cold. Bit of both, little bit of a balance, as all things should be kicking things off pretty heavy. Something really unexpected happened last week in the midst of my last live episode. Somebody emailed me at my Post Everything Gmail and asked for a request, which has never, especially over email, has never really happened before. They were really digging the Betrayal of Guilt tunes I was playing, some of the heavier stuff, and so they asked, can you play some Nail Bomb? And I unfortunately ran right out of time last week. I think I actually had a song cut off, but this week we have plenty of time. Unfortunately, I wasn't super duper familiar with Nail Bomb, so I got a little bit familiar. And I asked my secret co-host, who often works with me behind the scenes, to help me choose a Nail Bomb song. So, of course, we're choosing track one from their only record. That record is Point Blank. This is Nail Bomb with Wasting Away. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM. That, once again, was the opening track from Nailbomb's sole record, Point Blank, entitled Wasting Away. Thank you for that recommendation and for that request, whoever sent that out. Don't know your name, but thank you if you're listening. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I'm a little surprised I've never played Nailbomb on this show before. Is there a perfect halfway point between some of my favorite metal and heavy subgenres? They got a little bit of hardcore in there. They got a little bit of industrial. They got a little bit of Sepultura, of course. If you don't know, now you know. Max Cavalera, when he was in Sepultura, formed Nailbomb as a side project with the vocalist, I think, Riff Man, anyways, from UK industrial group Fudge Tunnel. And they just made a crushingly, beautifully, horrifically heavy album that once again touched on hardcore and industrial and Max Cavalera's growing infatuation with groove and with like new metal elements, what would become new metal anyways. This was still only 1994 anyways. A good break, I'm sure, from Sepultura's at the time sort of thrash leaning heavy metal. We're going to keep things crushing heavy and fast though, moving on. Splitting this episode in half once again. We're keeping this first half pretty dang heavy. We're jumping into some indigenous made black metal courtesy of an artist named Black Braid, who is intensely mysterious. Can't find their real name, can't find their actual location where they live. They only say that they live in the Adirondack mountains out in the wilderness, cooking up some absolutely excellent genre-defying black metal tracks. This is a new one called Celestial Bloodlust. Following that up, my favorite Winnipeg heavy band, Moya Moya, making whatever they make. They have a bunch of different names for it. We'll touch on that later. New track already, only a week later, called Poison Chalice. But this is Celestial Bloodlust by Black Braid. was Winnipeg's premier heavy group Moya Moya with their newest single Poison Chalice off of an EP that came out this last Friday that I can't really pronounce the name of. I think it's supposed to be a line of code. A lot of the lore that they've written surrounding the EP, yes, there's lore, you can look it up, has to do with like computer science or something, like deleting yourself, some sort of like, well, not in a bad way, but like some sort of cyberpunk, cyborg kind of thing, delete the flesh and become a computer. I don't know. It's an excellent song. I promised I was going to come back and say what they call themselves, but they've deleted all social media bios that say the weird nonsensical list of genres that they call themselves. But off the top of my head, it was like they're like black gaze, tech death, new metal gaze, whatever gaze or something like that. I don't know. It's really good heavy music, and it's very, very dark and makes me very nervous, which is sometimes a good thing in music. Sometimes I seek that out. Very strange, I know, but sometimes that's the desired effect. Before that was a new EP by Indigenous black metal artist from the Adirondack Wilderness, Black Braid, a song called Celestial Bloodlust. The EP it comes off of has an acoustic track on it that I haven't heard yet. You should check that out. It sounds like it will be very strange. Black metal artists doing acoustic. Moya Moya is playing a whole bunch of shows. If you really enjoyed that, they played a show last Saturday, but they got shows coming up April 10th and April 22nd, I believe. Go check them out. They always put on an intense, wildly intense show. I think I almost had an asthma attack once when I was in one of their pits, which doesn't sound very tough or hardcore, I know, but it did, in fact, happen. We're going to keep things heavy. And of course, I got to touch on this. Neurosis is back, to those who care. Neurosis was a metal band, a post-metal band, or is a post-metal band, because they came back, who I assumed would never, ever come back, because they ousted their songwriter, vocalist, guitarist 7 or so years ago, because it turns out he was a horrible, horrible person. Sometimes the people who sing about horrible, horrible things are horrible, horrible people, unfortunately. Anyways, he was a really bad guy. He did some bad things. So they kicked him out, and it seemed like Neurosis would never come back. Surprise, surprise, out of nowhere, Friday night, Neurosis is back. It's like a dream, like WWE lineup. Aaron Turner from post-metal pioneers Isis and Sumac joined them, and they apparently started jamming together and just writing great, great stuff. They had a whole album, and it just came out randomly, and the album is fantastic. It's called In an Undying Love for a Burning World. It picks right up where Neurosis last left off. Crushingly heavy in a celestial way, very cosmic and spiritual, but yet so earthly in the way that you feel like you're going to get crushed while you're listening to it. I don't have any more synonyms for getting destroyed by heavy, heavy music. This stuff is for both the Tool fans, I think, and the Crowbar Acid Bath fans. Something in between that. This is In the Waiting Hours, the second last track by Neurosis from their newest record, An Undying Love for a Burning World. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM. That was Neurosis in the Waiting Hours from their much, I want to say anticipated, but much unexpected new record, An Undying Love for a Burning World, Songs for the Times. Yet they sound so classic. They've never sounded more like classic Neurosis. I think this tune in particular, if you can call it a tune at 10 minutes and 15 seconds long, reminds me a lot of mid-period Neurosis, Times of Grace era. Anyways, as sprawling and huge and cosmic and all-consuming as classic Neurosis could be, a lot of metal feels like gazing into the abyss, into the void, but this feels like gazing right into space, into the jaws of a black hole, in a way that I can't really explain further. I was thinking about this when I was listening to Chain to the Bottom of the Ocean. I was thinking about how some of my favorite metal, favorite art in general, some art feels like an act of creation. There's a dichotomy here. So a lot of music feels like then an act of creation, like I'm witnessing something new being born into the universe. But some of my favorite metal and especially feels like witnessing an act of destruction, like I'm witnessing something being burned down at rapid pace into ashes right before my eyes. This feels like a bit of both creation and destruction. However, this is probably a false dichotomy. There's a bit of both in everybody, and every piece of art reflects that. We're going to take a quick break as we go into our softer section of the episode and listen to a message from a friend of the station. Which friend? I'm not quite sure, but a friend. You've been listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM, and you will continue to. Don't touch that dial.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across 5 regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Very cool. Thank you, Tree Canada. On my end, thank you to Neurosis, and thank you to the Finch app. This is not sponsored, by the way. I just really, really deeply have been enjoying it. I struggle a lot with self-care, and you might as well. I'm not talking about just like self-care as in laying in bed and watching TV. I'm talking about meaningful self-care, which is something I've been trying to grapple, and this app has been helping me out in a very cute, very fun way. I was afraid it would be like kind of one of those patronizing things that's like, oh, you treat yourself like a kid, but it's fun. It gamifies self-care in a really good way that doesn't even feel like a game. So thank you. Check that out if you struggle with self-care as well. Coming up, another great Winnipeg act, Compost. I revisited their debut record, which is fantastic, by the way, by accident. I won't get into how I visited it by accident. It's really, really good, though. I thought it was new. It is not the new record. They do have a new record that came out last December. This is not it. However, I'm going to play some a couple of tracks from their debut record. The record is just called Compost. Some songs called Hit Single and Deep Cover Version 2. This is for like the lo-fi kind of hip-hop fans, the instrumental hip-hop, the Mad Lib fans. A little bit of jazz thrown in there. It's kind of spacey and wonky. Feels really hazy in a really good way. Great soundtrack to whatever you're doing. Chilling out after our heavier segment. Compost, Hit Single, Deep Cover Version 2. This is Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM. We'll be right back.
grows by itself. You don't have to think how to grow it. Your heart beats by itself. You don't have to make up your mind how to beat it. That's what they mean by nature. The poem says, sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes and grass grows of itself. Your hair grows by itself. You don't have to think how to grow it. Your heart beats by itself. You don't have to make up your mind how to beat it. That's what they mean by nature. The poem says, sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes and grass grows of itself. Sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes and grass grows of itself.
That was Chill Winnipeg Beatmakers Compost with 1-2 Punch of a hit single and deep cover version 2 from their self-titled debut record that came out a couple years back. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. My generation had, I don't know if this carried over to the generation afterwards or the generation before, but we had these long live YouTube videos that were called lo-fi hip-hop beats to study and relax to, and they usually had this like repeating cartoon of an anime girl studying as these chilled out beats kept on playing on loop. Nowadays, most of it is AI generated, constant AI stream of music, which I don't really mess with, but this does the job just fine. Every generation has these chill beat makers. Compost is one of them, and I think they're from right here at the U of M, coming out of the Desautels Faculty of Music at the U of M. I believe Little Birdie tells me this is hearsay, I don't know if it's true. Three guys making great jazzy hip-hop psych music. Love it. Go check it out. We're going to keep things pretty spacey and pretty low-key, but very, very odd. A little off-kilter, a little seasick feeling. My dad was texting me about Angine de Poitrine. If you missed it, a Quebecois math rock duo who wears weird costumes and makes absolutely incredible, psyched out, trippy, microtonal math rock music. And he said one thing he loved about it was that he really couldn't count a lawn to it. And if you're like him, you may like that about these next couple of tracks. They got a little bit of math in them, jazz, whatever you want to call it, polyrhythms, if you're dorky like me. Somewhere Good by Tara Clerken Trio. Following that up, two tracks from Horse Lords out of Chicago. Weird stuff. Love it though. Tracks called Eureka, 378B, and Brain of the Firm. Apparently the first Horse Lord songs to have vocals on them. Those debatable, if you can call them vocals, you'll are about to see why. This is Tara Clerken Trio with Somewhere Good. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Thank you. a little bit of math rock to kick off your Monday evening. Brain of the Firm and Eureka 378B by Horse Lords out of Chicago. Kicking the segment off was the Tara Clerken Trio with Somewhere Good. Excellent new singles. So much new stuff. I can barely touch on all of it. However, we only have an hour. So we're going to end things off here on Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. A little less mathy, still just as chaotic, broken social scene, getting a little more ramshackle in a way that I like, that recalls their early work with Hey Amanda, just as much horns as their last single, Not Around Anymore, but it's got a nice kick to it. Broken Social Scene, Hey Amanda, their new single from their upcoming record. You've been listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Stay cool, have fun, be kind. Do cool things. Catch you next week.
You go and cut your hair again. Save us all some. Dying like a comb over kid. Come, come, walking with the plastic bags of bliss. Why they get you dissecting the frogs who died alone? Frogs alone.
Winnipeg actor and moron, and you are listening to CJUMFM 101.5, supporting the arts in Winnipeg and giving you a real good lesson.
Here's Lemieux, the center penalty coming up. Look at the view! Oh my heavens! What a goal! What a move! Lemieux! Oh baby! Here's a mistake and a throw.
Oh, hello, hockey fans. It's Talkin' Hockey, the Hockey Talkin' Show, right here on UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg. We are broadcasting live from the UMSU building on the campus of the University of Manitoba. Each and every Monday from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., we're here with you live. Talking hockey, that's what we do. You can always stream the station and the show if you go to umfm.com. You click the little listen live thing there. And then after we air, well, you can download the podcast. So if you miss it or you can only hear part of it while you're driving along there today, you know, don't worry. You can grab the podcast and listen anytime. And you can do that on Apple, on Spotify. You go to the UMFM website. You know, it's all there. So, Talking Hockey, the Hockey Talking Show. We're just two guys talking hockey. Talking hockey. We're not experts. We're not, you know, we're not professionals. Co-host Jared's over there signaling that he is an expert. I don't know, folks. I'm co-host Tom. I got co-host Jared here. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about the 2003-2004 Tampa Bay Lightning. That's our team of the week. You might remember them from such Stanley Cup victories as 2004 against the Calgary Flames. That was a memorable Stanley Cup final, folks. We'll talk about that Lightning team that took it all the way. We've got, you know, it's springtime in Canada, theoretically. In Winnipeg, not so much yet, kind of. It depends on the day, I suppose, as to what the weather's doing. But, you know, springtime in Canada means playoffs, playoff hockey. Lots of playoffs to talk about. The university sports, all the junior leagues, everything. The NHL, they're still got another, month, maybe. Not quite. I think April 16th is the last day of the season. Folks, Talking Hockey, the Hockey Talking Show, we are going to do a playoff pool, a box pool with you, the listeners. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, and how you can join. It's going to be fun. Basically, you're going to just check off a player in each box and there's your pool. I don't know. We got a lot to talk about. So let's just, before we get into all of that, let's check in with co-host Jared and see how he's doing on this very gray, gloomy Monday in Winnipeg.
Tom, I feel like you're just kind of taunting me now.
I'm baiting you into talking weather here.
So, you know, last week you kind of came in here and you were...
I think I was a little sour about the weather.
You were a little sour about the weather. And then, like, this is the part